Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
This person claimed that Elon Musk wanting to buy Twitter was ultimately just about, quote, white power. They call for the destruction of statues of Jesus Christ, suggesting they depicted white supremacy, racist propaganda, and oppression. This person has white male on their birth certificate. However, he claims there's more to the story. Who is this person?
I named the well-known Talcum X, Sean King.
Wow, we have the exact same. Sean King, a.k.a. Talcum X.
On this Face Off, we will find out which modern-day gladiator knows more about the topic of the day, one that will inevitably be a pillar of whatever Democrat runs for president in 2024, racism. Buckle up, because it's not just about race, it's about the people who hustle it. Today, we have Christopher Rufo, author of America's Cultural Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything, taking on Michael Knowles. Now, between these two gentlemen, it may be impossible to know who gets accused of racism more often, but we will find out who knows more about the people who peddle it. This is Face Off, Race Hustler. Now, Michael, are you feeling confident today?
I'm feeling very good, and I'm feeling especially good because I am by far the darkest man on this panel. Even though Chris and I have the same ethnic background, for some reason I am at least four to seven shades darker, so I'm feeling good about my chances.
I'm feeling much better about your chances now. And Christopher, what did you do to prepare for this episode?
Absolutely nothing. I just have the serene and zen calm of a master of race hustling knowledge. Feeling quite good, quite confident right now.
Gentlemen, you will each have 30 seconds to give your answer. This is question number one. This person said that if she could identify as anything she wanted, she would be a pan-African, pro-black, bisexual, mother activist artist, but trans-black is just easier. She changed her legal name to Nkechi Amare Diallo. And finally, this person also has an OnlyFans site. Who is this race hustler? Oh. I feel like Christopher wrote that down pretty quick.
I was there.
All right, Knowles, what do you got?
I'm going to guess. Listen, unlike you, Ben, I don't subscribe to hers or any other OnlyFans website, but I'm going to guess Rachel Dolezal.
Christopher?
Yep, I'm also here with Rachel Dolezal. I think she has a kind of foot fetish site, if I remember correctly.
That's
not,
what I read.
Of course, that I've visited it.
That is correct.
I haven't visited, but...
But Ben said it was like a... I brought this up to him some time ago, and Ben said that it was a fuller OnlyFans site.
All right,
I'm going to subscribe just to find out the truth.
I do not recommend that. I do not recommend that at all. Number two, this person began preaching at the age of 4 and was an ordained Pentecostal minister at age 10. This person also delivered Michael Jackson's eulogy. Trump called this person a con man. And recently, this person gave Jordan Neely's eulogy. This person also spells respect, R-E-S-P-I-C-T. All right, we'll let Mr. Rufo go first.
I'm going with Al Sharpton.
Michael?
The very reverend, in quotes, Al Sharpton, when he's not starting race riots in Crown Heights, he is shaking down corporations and giving eulogies at random people's funerals.
Gentlemen, we are batting 1,002-2.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Did you guys have any idea we'd start off this good?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
All right, number three. This person claimed that Elon Musk wanting to buy Twitter was ultimately just about, quote, white power. They call for the destruction of statues of Jesus Christ, suggesting they depicted white supremacy, racist propaganda, and oppression. This person has white male on their birth certificate. However, he claims there's more to the story. Who is this person? You guys are flying through this. This should have made him harder. All right, Mike, what do you got?
I named the well-known Talcum X, Sean King.
All right, Chris.
Wow, we have the exact same. Sean King, a.k.a. Talcum X. That's amazing. Yeah.
I think we'll give a bonus point. I think it's 4-4.
Yeah, I want us both to have a bonus.
We're here. We're right here. Yeah.
You know, wow. Chris and I are actually so close. We can almost finish each other's sandwiches. Never mind. Never mind.
All right, number four. This person has been called the, quote, Black America's Attorney General. They had their own Netflix original about them. This person also took part in a lawsuit against Ed Sheeran, which claimed that Sheeran's song Thinking Out Loud from 2014 was actually stolen from Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Hmm.
This person claimed the original Gaye song was actually, quote, a cornerstone in the American experience. You know, freedom, Statue of Liberty, let's get it on.
But the title, Black America's Attorney General, is metaphorical?
Is it literal?
Or literal?
It's a nickname that he has.
Well, I know it's a nickname that he has. I'm saying, like, is the guy an attorney general?
No, he's
not going to tell me.
Okay, no, he's right. Definitely not. Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to take my answer off. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. This one is hard. This one is tough. It's
not I remember the Sheeran general. Case, but I don't.
10 seconds.
All right.
Okay. I think I got it.
We'll see if you got it, Michael.
I'm going to say Johnny Cochran's ghost.
I like it. I wish I could take it. Christopher, what do you got?
Yeah, I thought it was Eric Holder. Then you said it was not literal. So I'm going with the only other attorney that seems to be everywhere, Ben Crump.
It is Ben Crump.
Ah, shoot.
There it is.
Taking a narrow lead.
All right.
All right, next up. This person ran for U.S. president twice but has never held elected office. They founded the Rainbow Push Coalition, and while caught on a hot mic, this person said that he wanted to, quote, cut Barack Obama's nuts out. Who is this person?
Well, that doesn't narrow it down, you know, that. But I think I still know.
Oh, man, my first guess was Ben Shapiro, but no.
Yeah. All right, what do you got, Christopher?
This is Jesse Jackson, the one and only. That was quite a quote. Still hits me to this day.
This one, okay. Jesse Jackson also ties in with one of Chris's other minor interests, which would be the complete collapse of education, because it was Jesse Jackson who led the march at Stanford, where he said, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Western Civ has got to go."
Well, we're gonna go on to the next question. This person was raised in a white foster family. They served as a Marine, but it was reported as they were absent without leave 3 times. This person also appeared in a Skrillex music video, but is probably most famous for being instrumental in Nicholas Sandman's hostile takeover of CNN.
Marine. I know that one.
Ooh, you guys both seem stumped.
Is this a CNN guy?
No, he helped out in Nicholas Sandman's hostile takeover at CNN.
Hmm.
Hostile takeover, race hustler.
He didn't actually take over CNN. He just took a large sum of money from them. And time.
Okay. I'm going to say, there's a little bit of a guess, that crazy Indian, Feather Not Dot.
All right, we just got demonetized on YouTube. Christopher. Right.
I'm just drawing a blank. No epithets or ethnic markers to be had. Zero. Yeah.
Michael Knowles is correct. It's Nathan Phillips. However, it's not his name.
Come on. So, no one knows
I mean,
his name.
I didn't know the Indian dot works, but well, you know, whatever.
Listen.
You're the moderator, Ben. You'll tell us.
Oh, yeah. What do the judges say? Can we appeal to the judges?
What do you say, judges?
At least partial credit?
I think we can take that. No one knows who Nathan Phillips is.
Yeah, all right.
That's true.
He's the Native American banging on the drum in front of Nicholas Sandman.
Great. Oh, that's good. Right. I couldn't tell if it was the Hebrew Israelite guys too, you know, because there the other guys were the ones who egged Nick Sandman on, and they were calling him all sorts of names. But whoever, forget about Nathan Phillips, no one knows the Hebrew Israelite names.
All right, next up. This person has said, quote, black people are apparently responsible for calming the fears of violent cops in the way women are supposedly responsible for calming the sexual desires of male rapists. This person was born with the last name Rogers, but chose a new last name after he got married. Looks like Christopher knows already.
Oh, shoot.
This person is also the author of How to Be an Anti-Racist.
Oh.
One of Michael's favorite books.
Is it the other Mr. X?
Let's find out.
Ibram X. Kendi. All right.
Yep.
Right.
My friend.
Man. Ibram X. Kendi is correct.
My guy.
We're still tied up. This is going to go down to the wire.
Chris, when was the last time you spoke with your pal, Ibram?
I've been blocked. You know, Ibram had a couple difficult exchanges with me in the past, and just couldn't handle it, I think. And, you know, he blocked me, but I'm hoping that with time there's some forgiveness, a reconciliation, and we can be friends again.
That'd be nice. In the meantime, though, it's just clear anti-Italian discrimination.
That's right. You're blocked, too, I take it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I got to do something better. I'm not blocked by this guy yet. I got to get more active on Twitter. Or X, sorry. Yeah. X. All right, next
named
up.
Named after Ibram X. Kendi, actually.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, here we go. Despite living in poverty her entire childhood and young adulthood, she believed she had always benefited from white privilege. She stated that, quote, if you're a white person, you are racist, pure and simple. And this person is also the best-selling author of White Fragility. I think you guys can both show at the same time for this one.
Yeah, unfortunately for both Knowles and for me, she's also an Italian, Robin
it's
D'Angelo.
Very sad. Yeah. She does our people real dirty, Robin X. D'Angelo.
As a result of being born and raised as a white person in this culture, I have a racist worldview. I have deep racist biases.
All right, here we go. This person was adopted at 5 weeks old and was raised by white parents. He went on to maintain a 4.0 GPA throughout his college career while playing football. He had a very controversial career in the NFL and reportedly lost a recent job opportunity to play with the Ravens, and it was allegedly because he lost it when his girlfriend compared the team's owner to a slave owner. Which is probably true because he later starred in a documentary that compared slavery to the NFL draft. Who is this person?
I think we got this one, right?
Yeah.
It's just Colin Kaepernick.
Colin X. Kaepernick, yep.
But you have to spell the last name right or I'm not going to take it. You know,
that's right. I think it is A before E, right?
It's all of the vowels in his last name.
All right, next up. This person gave us the immortal tweet, quote, rooting for the Celtics is like saying Hitler was a victim. Oh, yes.
What?
And while working at ESPN, this person tweeted, you're a racist if you vote for Trump, even though their mother did, in fact, vote for Trump. This person claimed that the reaction to Carly Russell, the black woman who faked getting kidnapped, was racist, and that the public's reaction would, quote, not be the same if she had been white. They were also cast in the 2022 Showtime docuseries, Everything's Gonna Be All White. Who is this person?
You said this is a man or a woman?
This is a woman.
Woman, okay. See how I pulled that bit of information out of him? I did it so casually, he didn't even notice. A woman. Oh. I think I know this chick. I don't think I've watched more than 30 seconds of ESPN in my entire life, so I don't know her name.
Maybe I can like blink Morse code the answer. Like,
if you would, yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
All right, Christopher, what do you got?
So I just had put the ESPN lady who constantly complains, and then I think it triggered something. And am I correct in saying it's Jamil or Jamele Hill?
Michael,
is that right?
It is unbelievable what a wavelength Chris and I are on. Because I too wrote that chick from CNN. But I forgot. I know the name Jamele Hill, but I don't know if that's the same person.
I don't know either.
It is Jemele Hill.
Wow.
Boom. There you go. Jemele Hill. All right.
Yeah. Did Michael actually write Jemele Hill, though, or did you say
no,
ESPN
I just
lady?
Wrote that chick from CNN. Oh.
Yeah, which, I don't know if we can take that.
There was ESPN substantial
lady
overlap.
Who complained. Yeah.
I think Chris gets it. Devastating.
Yeah, that's
devastating that our answers were almost the same.
Rufo up one.
Currently 10-9. Rufo is up one.
Yikes, man. Yikes.
Here we go.
I gotta come back.
Here we go.
And it might happen starting now. This person is a Hollywood starlet. In an interview, this person openly admitted that they, quote, hate blonde white women. This person led the charge of boycotting the Oscars with the hashtag OscarSoWhite.
Ooh. Is a Hollywood starlet. Okay. Oscar's so white.
There are like three black actresses in Hollywood. I don't. You know, maybe she has a point, because I actually can't name that many black actresses.
True.
If it helps, she hates white women that are blonde.
That does not narrow it down. She's a Hollywood star. The only one I can think of is Lupita Nyong'o, who's like normal. So I don't, it's not
she
her.
She seems fine.
Yeah, she's normal.
All right, well.
I'm going to say.
All right, well, I got something.
All right, what do you got, Michael?
Sydney Poitier.
Just her?
I just put Will Smith's ex-wife. I don't know.
It's Will Smith's
right?
current wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Blonde hair on white women just triggers me.
Is it? It is her, though?
Yeah.
Wait, was he divorced?
I don't think so.
Unfortunately for him, he is.
Okay. I think that counts in my favor. I just thought they were divorced, but it's the right lady. Yeah.
Can we please dock Chris for saying X? I would give him the point, but if the judges want to steal it from him, please do.
I really want to give Christopher a point, but I mean, they're screaming in my ear that absolutely not is coming through here.
Really? Wow, okay.
Absolutely
all
not. Rigged.
Yeah, here
rigged.
We go, baby. Let's
the
go.
Rigged election.
This is hegemony here. You want to talk about cultural hegemony. This.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, next up. This person's birth name was Ronald McKinley Everett. They were convicted of felony assault, torture, and false imprisonment of women, but did not go to prison. This person declared that Christianity is a, quote, white religion, and that black people should shun it, which makes sense because this person also created Kwanzaa.
Oh,
you know this one.
I don't know the guy's name.
You will recognize it when I say it. You will. Yeah. You've heard this name many times. It's the funniest. It's kind of sad because he tortured women and like hit him on the head with toasters and like did. I mean, he did like insane, branded them and everything. But
yeah.
Shall we? Should we do it?
I concede. Yeah, take it.
Okay.
I completely butcher this name.
Milana Karenga.
Oh, there you go.
Milana
Ron
Karenga.
Ron Everett. Milana Karenga.
Milana Karenga.
All right. So does that tie it up after you cheated Chris out of his last point? That's
he may be ahead by
an asterisk here.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys have shuttered the windows and there's people bringing in ballots from the van.
Hold on. There was a pipe that just burst. Yeah. We got a burst pipe in our studio.
Yeah.
All right, next up, this person is another Hollywood celebrity. They also called white people and Jews, quote, evil savages closer to animals. According to the LA Times, even after being recently fired, they reportedly still make over $100 million per year. Who is this person?
That guy makes $100 million a year.
According to the LA Times.
Wow.
I mean, I only really know.
You'll remember this also. If it doesn't occur to you before the time runs out.
I can't pronounce this name.
Oh, wait, maybe I'm wrong.
I can't pronounce the name.
Hold on. Read the prompt again, because now you're making me question my answer.
Okay. According to the LA Times, this person is another Hollywood celebrity.
Yeah.
They also called white people and Jews evil savages closer to animals. And according to the LA Times, even after being recently fired, reportedly they still make over $100 million a year.
Okay, I'm sticking by my answer.
All right. All right, Chris, what do you got?
I have no idea. Zero. No idea.
I'm going to say Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. What makes you think that's hard to... I can pronounce
Oh,
that.
You're saying you can pronounce... Oh,
yeah,
you
know, that's an easy name.
Can, yeah.
So there, you know, I'm not... There's a story about that.
They're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually... The true savages.
But I'm not going to say it.
$100 million a year? This is the guy that just has many children, right?
Yes.
What does he actually do? I never quite understood what he actually does.
He was on Nickelodeon in like 1997. And somehow,
which is a curse, which is a life curse.
Yeah. That would explain all
this. You end up
either
getting molested or something horrible happening to you.
Yeah. The story, though, about why he thinks that, I'm not going to say it because it might pertain to a later question, depending on how many race hustlers you've got. But it is. All right, I'll save it till the end. We'll see. If the name doesn't come up, then maybe we'll get into it.
Michael is the constant tease. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Wow.
This person is a former NFL Super Bowl champion. He is the author of the book, quote, Things That Make White People Uncomfortable. And in 2017, after inciting mass outrage over his claims of racist Las Vegas police, threatening to, quote, blow his head off, he was caught completely lying about all the details when the body footage was released. Who is this person?
Okay. It's easy.
All right, Michael.
Joe Namath. Obviously.
I got O.J. Simpson.
I almost wrote O.J.
The correct answer is Michael Bennett.
What did he say to you when he had the gun to your head?
We'll blow your head off if you move.
Stand up. We're taking you back to my car. I just wanted to get you out there. Don't get hurt, okay? Just stay here.
And he won the Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks.
Didn't he run for president in 2016? Wasn't he like one of the Democrats running?
I don't believe
Michael,
so.
Michael, not Michael Bennett.
It's a Milk-A-Toast white guy. Yeah, also same name. Yeah.
What's the score now? 11-10 with Michael up now?
So can you give Chris his point back that she's stole?
There it
I
is.
I mean, it is a little... she's not the ex-wife. Like, but yes, we can give his point.
No, don't do it on my account.
Should be. I was projecting a desire. I was projecting a desire. Yeah.
I know you know who it was, though. That's true. I mean, you're right. I know you could see her in your head, obviously.
Yes.
So, yeah. All right, we will do the half point. All right, here we go. Last question.
Okay.
Despite at first glance looking white as the driven snow, this person claimed they were a Native American on not one, but two college applications. They took an ancestry quiz in an attempt to show off their racial street cred. And this person is the acclaimed author of the Native American cookbook, Pow Wow Chow. All right, Christopher, what do you have?
None other than a chief, Liz Warren.
Liawatha, Chief Spreading Bull, the Massachusetts Senatrix, Elizabeth Warren.
That is correct, gentlemen.
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Pocahontas, Pocahontas.
That's right.
So you know the story. So that's all the questions?
That is all the questions.
So you know the story. The thing about Nick Cannon that's crazy is he got that idea from this crazy CUNY professor named Jeffries. I think it was Lionel Jeffries or Leonard Jeffries, who had this idea that white people are the people of the ice and black people are the people of the sun.
Yes.
So he developed this whole theory that Nick Cannon articulated. And that guy's nephew is now the Democrat leader in the House of Representatives, Hakeem Jeffries.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a gentleman's game. And usually when it comes down this close, there are two bonus questions. And if the person is the winner, as Michael is currently by half a point, you can give an opportunity to have a tiebreaker still on the final question. If you'd like to, it's up to you, Michael.
I'd be willing in my great magnanimity, my greatness of soul, I would be willing to extend that to Chris.
Chris, you ready?
And I will accept.
All right. It's coming down to the wire, boys. Let's do it.
All right.
What is the name of the Native American activist Marlon Brando asked to speak when he declined his Oscar for The Godfather? Ooh. There's another bonus after this.
Oh, what is that woman's name?
I'm trying to get it.
She's a white lady, too. She's not a Native American.
Oh, yeah. Snow White, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. This is getting intense. All right.
At least want half a point here. It's something Little Feather, right?
Yeah, I got Little Feather.
It is Little Feather.
Little Finger.
What's her first name?
Shailene. Shailene Little Feather.
Okay, there we go.
Little Feather.
And here's
Little Feather.
But her real name is Mexican or something. She's just like a regular, like white Hispanic.
Yeah, I don't have it on my cards currently, but there is a bonus question here.
Okay.
And this is for
all the
George
marbles. Zimmerman of her time.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. What tribe did she claim to be from? I'll be really impressed if either one of you know this one. All right, what do you got?
I said the Cheyenne.
I said the Oneida.
It is the little known White Mountain Apache.
The White tribe. Mountain oh. Apache. Mm. Apache.
Kind of tips right. her hat a little bit there. You know?
Even her Native yeah. American tribe was white. That's amazing.
All right. Well, since you guys tied, Michael, you are the champion of Face Off.
Well done.
Really good stuff. Thank you. I'm glad that well Davies didn't even need to cheat to deprive Chris of his well-earned half point. That's really
pretty upset at Will Smith at this point, I will say. If he had only divorced that lady, as I think he was well within his right to,
you know,
I could have been the one that came out on top.
I'll tell you, though, obviously Catholics, we have this very strong view of marriage, like it's indissoluble, but sometimes Catholics don't live up to that. Will Smith, I don't think the guy's Catholic, but he is living up to truly superhuman virtue by yes. staying with that horrible, horrible woman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Although I think, you know, if you ask the Pope, there could be special dispensation given the circumstances.
I haven't spoken to the Holy Father about it. That's great.
All right, Chris, if you would, do you mind giving us a 30-second pitch of why people should tune into the Michael Knowles Show?
I will. You have to tune into Michael Knowles, not only for his handsome appearance, his incredibly gracious demeanor, and his stunning and sparkling intellect, but because he has supreme knowledge of the race hustlers of American history. And so tune in, Michael Knowles Show every day on the Daily Wire.
That was so beautiful. By the way, though, you can't just tune in because I'm so handsome. That's fine. You don't need any of the other stuff. It's totally... by the way, this is going to be a little tease. Do you know what book I received in the mail just yesterday? I received a certain book from a certain author who might be on this panel, Memoirs of Ben Davies. No, I'm joking. I received your book, Chris, and I'm going to be reviewing it in an upcoming, very highly sought after and respected publication. So, I look forward to it, and given your excellent performance on today's show, I now expect it to be a very good book.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you have it. If you haven't already, stop what you're doing and get your copy of Christopher Rufo's new book, America's Cultural Revolution, How the Radical Left Conquered Everything, which you can get everywhere books are sold. And please write in the comments section and let us know who you'd like to see and what topic to cover in the next episode of Face Off.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.